Kind of makes your head spin a little bit, though, doesn't it? I mean, we might be tempted to say, does this really matter? Like, all that detail, does this really, really matter? It seems like maybe this Sunday, this is the Sunday where it's, you know, all about this scholastic, philosophical stuff going on, this doctrine, and that maybe this is really for the theological elites, right? This is a Sunday for seminary professors. No, not really. What this Sunday is ultimately about is about knowing who God is and therefore knowing who we are. But it can get a little bit frustrating in all of those details for us because I don't know about you, I like things that I can really grasp and kind of understand. I like things in nice little simple concepts that I can deal with. And I like that because it gives me a sense of control. But you see, we can't control God, obviously. We can't fully grasp him. He is incomprehensible. And let me ask you, though, do you want a God that you can wrap your mind around? Or would you prefer a God that blows your mind? And yet, having said all of this, God wants you to know not just about him, he wants you to know him. This tri-unity, three co-equal, co-eternal, distinct, divine persons living in this unity of love. Now again, that how do you grasp that? Right? How we wrap our minds around that? Well, we don't. I mean, the math does not work, does it? Three does not equal one. How is this? And yet the more that we come to know these three distinct persons, and the deep, loving relationship that they have with each other that forms this unbreakable bond and unity. See, we come to know that we're invited into that, into the divine life. And in fact, all of our relationships are meant, they are made to reflect that. They're made to reflect all of that. So the more we begin to see, the more we delve deeper into this mystery of who God is, you know what it does? It actually makes sense out of all of life. How many of you remember these? You know what this is? Anybody? Magic eyes? They were really popular in the 1990s, where you look at it at first, you're like, what is that? It makes no sense. But as you stare closer at it, a picture begins to pop out and form in your and for your eyes. It's a sort of an optical illusion. Now, it's not going to do us a whole lot of good to stare at the screen. So it's audience participation time. Do I have any brave volunteers who are willing to try to decipher this and take a look at it? All right, we got one right here. Okay, thank you. Here's one over here. Thank you. One more. I need one more. Bella, you want to run over to me super quick? Now, here's how, if you haven't ever done this before, how I find it easy. You got to hold the paper very flat. And the best thing to do is actually hold it up to your nose and very slowly move it away, letting your eyes kind of almost cross. You let your eyes actually not focus, and then the picture will start to focus. Anybody got it yet? He got it. All right, it's a triangle. Thank you. Come on, people. Give him a hand. Come on. So a 3D triangle begins to pop out. I chose a triangle because it's also a symbol for the Trinity, three sides, one shape. But here's my point. Here's my point. At first, when we hear all of this and we try to understand God, God might look kind of like that. But the more that we gaze upon him in faith and love, a picture begins to form for us of who he is and who we are. In our readings today, and actually throughout scriptures, we are told that God is love. Now, we cannot start with our own understanding of love because while we're all looking for love, we want to know love and have love, we live in a culture that is very, very confused about what love actually is. Right? We use the word love to justify whatever it is that we want to do. If I love somebody or if I love something, then it's okay then for me to do whatever I want as long as I love. But we don't have to drill down very deep into that to realize, well, what I'm really talking about are my own feelings and my own personal desires. It has nothing to do with the other person. It's about what I want. That's not love. God is love. It's not just his attribute that he's loving. No, God is love. So if you are searching for love, you want to know what love really and truly is, then you need to know God. And God is the Holy Trinity. Do you think any of these three, this icon represents God, the Father on the left, the Son in the middle, the Spirit on the right, do you think any of these three are selfish? Self-seeking, self-promoting, self-serving? Is that what's going on between those three? Of course not. They are self-giving, always putting the others before. See, that's the unbreakable unity of the three. That is love. And so we have the lover, the one that we call the Father. And then there's the one that he loves, the beloved, the one we call the Son. And the Son receives the love of the Father, and he reciprocates it, and it begins to swirl between them. It begins to spirate between the two, and there's where you get the third, the Holy Spirit. Now, we better understand who God is because of what God does. But on the other hand, we also better understand what God does because of who he is. God is love, and God does love. And the God who is love, as we heard in the gospel, so loves us that he gave the complete, total gift of himself, the gift of his own Son to us and for us, that whoever believes then in that gift, in that Son, has eternal life, has real life, has divine life. Now, some of you already know this, that this icon itself is kind of a little bit of a magic eye. So if you trace the inside of the Father's body on the left and the inside of the Spirit's body on the right, there's an invisible line. If you follow the shape of their bodies, it makes a cup or a chalice. And who is in the very center of the chalice? The Son. Because he is the way into this divine life by believing and trusting in him. That is in the way into the life with the Holy Trinity. He is the one who makes the place, if you notice, at the front of the table. That's what Pastor Veith taught us last week. He's the one that makes the place for us right there at the table to enter into this life with God. Now, what's going on at that table? Our first two readings use several words: merciful, gracious, slow to anger, kindness, faithfulness, restoration, encouragement, agreement, peace. Would you not love for your life to be able to be described in these very rich words? These words describe eternal life. This is what eternal life is. We hear the word eternal life, we think, well, that just means we live forever and ever and ever and ever. No, no. We're talking now about the divine life, the innermost life of the Holy Trinity, and we now are invited into it. So if you want a life that looks like those words, that this could describe you, then you need to know this God. And this God is love. Wouldn't you love these words to describe your relationships? See, you were made for that. You were made to be love, just like your God. And we're meant to have all of our relationships look like those words, described by those words, but most especially the gift of family itself. Family is like a little bit of a magic eye, if you would. Because when you think about it, here you've got in your family these rather distinct persons, right? Very always different personalities, but you have all of these distinct persons in this unbreakable bond of love, this one family. And there it's meant to mirror and reflect who God is. So you have the Father, the man of the family, the husband, who is the lover, much like the Heavenly Father, who gives himself to his beloved, his bride. And she receives that love. And in receiving the love, she gives herself back to him, and that love between the two of them begins to spirate. And then usually what happens is along comes a third. Their love actually becomes another living person, a third person in the family. When they make that one flesh union of body and soul together, all of a sudden there is another flesh. The three places in the family, the man and the woman and the child, all to make one family, again reflecting who God is, but even more than that, is meant to experience God, to experience love. Now, every one of us here would admit, whether it's the family you came from or the family that you're in now, our families are, of course, are not perfect. But here's my point. The more you come to know the Holy Trinity, the more you will come to know what a family really is and what it's about. And in fact, the more that you know what a family is, the more you will come to know the Holy Trinity. The more, actually, you'll find out what all of life is about. It's a lot to absorb on Trinity Sunday. So let's take a time of prayer. I'm not sure how the Spirit wants to lead you in prayer right in this moment. Maybe you are a person who is searching for love. Maybe you want to pray for your family right now. Maybe in gratitude, maybe because your family is hurting and struggling. However the Spirit leads you, though, let's seek our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let's enter together into his divine life to know him and to know who we really are.